Nurse is not here. I shared in the first service that I did youth ministry in what seems like another lifetime ago, and had the opportunity to be a part of these kinds of events, but this event in particular was extremely powerful, and I wanted to say that spending a week with Rich why does that automatically but spending a week with Rich was my greatest challenge and my greatest blessing all at once. And just to think about all of the details that he was responsible for and every aspect of the trip and for him to be able to do that was a blessing for all of us. We wanted to give you an opportunity to share a little bit about what God did while we were there at Daytona Beach. And so I'm going to just go ahead and we'll wait for Rich. Hopefully he'll come soon. But if any of the students that are here, Caleb, is that you? Caleb got his haircut since I last saw him. Maybe some of you would like to come and share a little bit about what God did in your life during our time at Daytona Beach. So come on up, guys. Don't be shy. Who wants to go first?
Hello, I'm
It was pretty awesome, an awesome experience. The word of the week was awesome. It was audacious, and I love that word. I love what it means. I love how it spoke to all the students and the adult leaders. Audacious is about being bold and about being courageous, right? And working on the campus ministry of Fairmont State University, a lot of people feel like that being audacious or going out and spreading the gospel isn't exactly their thing. That's not my gift. That's not what I was made for. I was made for leading worship or for doing this or doing that. And I'm telling you, that's a lie. You see, if you're a Christian and you believe in Christ as your Messiah, if you believe that Jesus was nailed on a cross to die for you, to save you, to give you eternal life, if you believe that, then he lives inside of your chest, right? The King of Kings, the creator of the universe, I'm talking about. The beginning and the end, it says in the Bible, the author, he lives inside of you. That being said, in 1 Peter 2:21, it says this, it says, "So Christ suffered, leaving you as an example to follow in his footsteps." Jesus Christ was the most audacious person ever that any of us has ever known, right? The most audacious. He did the most audacious act known to mankind, and that was leaving heaven, leaving the right hand of his Father, coming down to live with us and to die for us. That was the most audacious move anyone could ever make. And now he lives inside of our chest. We cannot simply ignore that fact. We can't. That a holy and righteous Father lives inside of our chest. And that he was audacious. We should be audacious in spreading the gospel. Not just gathering in a church room, staying in these buildings, confined. No, the Lord, our God, the King, rules everywhere. Rules the entire universe. And we need to spread that message. In the first chapter of Joshua, it's intense. Three times God comes to Joshua and says this. He says, "Haven't I commanded you to be strong and courageous? Never be afraid nor discouraged, for your God is with you wherever you go." Don't you see? I know my eyes were open then. I haven't always been the most audacious person in the planet. I tell you that right now. There's often times where I have cowered in fear. But now we can be, I see it now more clearly than ever before, that this king inside of our chest isn't there to, as it says in the Gospels, it's not a lamp to be hidden, right? But it's a lamp to be burning and shining all of his glory. That's one thing that really spoke to me over camp.
Hello, I'm Jacob. I've gone to Student Life a few times, but this year, as you know, the theme was audacious. And we had a song that went along with that, and it was my favorite song for the week, I'm Not Ashamed. And the chorus goes, I'm not ashamed of the one who saved my soul. And I really liked that song. And one night when we were singing it, it hit me. Like, how can I be ashamed? God is so great. He created the universe. He loves me. How can I be ashamed ever? So that's what I walked away with.
Hello. At Student Life at the Beach, I lost my hair. I'm just kidding. I shaved it Wednesday or something. At Student Life at the Beach, many things happen, and the coolest thing was that Josh said something about this last service, is the coolest thing is that God used us, spoke through us to help these kids have a revelation of Christ. And that was amazing that we could all be a part of this plan to get everyone saved and to bring kids into this big story that God wrote for us is we all of us got to be a part of that, and I thought it was really amazing that he this one day I was having a rough time and he spoke through Josh and he used Josh to help me see something and help me get back into the swing of things, and I just think it's really cool that he really did use a lot of us to speak and he used Colin to speak to his friend and he used Rick to speak to us and that's just really the amazing thing about it is that we're all a part of his story and we all have a part to play in this great story that God wrote for us. And I think that's really cool. So,
I just got here. I don't know who said something about who else. Anything to say, you guys? There he is.
I went to Student Life this year. It was my first year. And on the second night, I became alive in Christ, and then the day after we did the baptisms, Thursday. So, and then 2 days later, I was baptized in the ocean, and it was just the best moment ever.
I said it. Uh-oh. I gotta go to work. All right. Thanks for telling me. Anybody else?
What is going on? So this year I got to go to Student Life as a leader, which was really awesome. And my favorite part was during lunch, we would, I met with some high school girls and we did like a little Bible study, which, I mean, everyone did it, but I had some high school girls with Tara Contra. She was my co-leader. But that was my favorite part because I got to meet with some girls who I've known since they were like babies, like Maggie Schultz and Lauren McKee. And like, it was really cool to just see them like getting into it and like hearing what they had to say and everything. And then also, one morning, Louis Giglio talked about being God's child, which, you know, is something that I've known like all my life, you know, like, you're God's child, whatever, you know, like, but then I realized that that is really a huge deal to be a daughter of God, so.
Did anybody talk about anything like Thursday night or anything? I might say something about that. So we had Monday all day, Tuesday, Wednesday, ends Thursday night, and we had sort of an emotional Thursday night. That's not. I actually don't measure how successful a camp is or anything else by how many tears there were or anything. But we had a teary Thursday night. Brady started talking about going away to college, and I just wanted to just take a quick opportunity to tell people, those guys, how much I love them. And if I'd known I was going to cry, I probably would have not said anything. But so I kind of, it wasn't like a really a teary up kind of cry. It was more of a blubbering. It was a short, but blubbering, which is not, I was a little embarrassed, but didn't realize that for them that was a big deal. Didn't know that I was so austere. So I'm going to try to cry every week now at youth group. It's like a goal. That's actually written on my hand. Rich cries segment at youth group every week. So we're going to like show puppies and stuff like that. See if I'll cry. But so I started to just tell them that it's hard for me to say how I feel about you guys, how much I love you. And I used some romantic, poetic language. It was kind of weird. You know, like you do when you're dating and then you don't do when you're married, that kind of stuff. So anyway, I did that and I cried, and then a weird thing happened. I thought it was pretty weird. I felt like it was like Benny Hinn, where he goes, phew. Anyway, everyone starts crying, pretty much, it seemed like, and I couldn't really tell because I couldn't see. And then that went on for a little bit, and then reason I'm telling you this is because something that was way, that's great, you know, that's nice, that's family time. And instead of like being, oh yeah, well, Liam knows I love him. I mean, I'm his youth pastor, for heaven's sake. But instead of that, you know, saying, I mean, I love you, man, and getting to, you know, crying about it or whatever. But that moved into something else, which was some kids, especially two who have had severe loss in their lives in the past year, a little over a year. They end up getting into the middle of all these people and getting, receiving love. It was pretty heavy, and I didn't know what to do with. I don't really want to tell you all what happened. It's kind of, you know what I mean, not the kind of moment you can totally explain. But to see Natasha in the middle of all that and to be loved 70 strong, and her looking up, who else loves me, through her tears, and Colin McPeak there being loved by his brothers and sisters. It was beautiful and powerful. So all that, the emotion thing, I try not to get them to run after and try to get them to know that, you know, God loves you on a normal day. But also he blesses us with each other. And we had one thing I was coming away with: if you want people to know that you love them, you probably should tell them, or you should tell them, because they, as often as not, won't know. So that was pretty awesome at Student Life at the Beach. And I did this in the first service. The sharing over at the other place was completely different than in first service, so That's pretty cool. I wish you guys could have heard all of what people had to say. But the leaders who went with me, we had 16 rooms, and so we had a leader in each room. Some of them were college students. Most of them were adults, and some of them were high school students. And those leaders did such a great job, not only of making sure that we were all accounted for, which is very important, I know, parents, but also to know that people were being cared for and loved. And it's weird. The first year we went to Student Life, it was five of us. Katie Hott. Kelsey go to the first? No. Katie Hott, Andrew Dolby, Jess Clark. Anyway, five of us all together. And this year there were 70. So I ended up actually texting one of the girls when we got back. I said, did you have a good time at camp? I mean, I knew she was there with our group, but I didn't really get to talk to her, you know. So it's great to have people who are caring and responsible, loving leaders. And we got a bunch of them. So that was an awesome blessing to me as the one trying to make, you know, be the leader of that. So, and just also to you guys, thanks so much for letting us go, for helping us get money to go, whether it's, you know, through fundraising. Some people, I don't know if you know this, some people just walk up, usually to Melissa, I think, and just give her a check and go, hey, send a kid to camp. And then Melissa goes, hey, Rich, I got a check to send a kid to camp. And that is a great thing that you guys do. But everything you do, I don't know. It's an expensive thing to, all of it is. And I just want to say one more thing is that at night, we didn't usually get finished till after midnight, sometimes way after midnight. But one night, somebody asked me to come into the room to talk to a kid who was just kind of shutting down and kind of, you know. So I went in there and I poked at her with a verbal stick, not a real stick. You know, I got her talking and she's kind of, you know, opened up and broke down a little bit. And I just thought, you know, that's real stuff there. And but I just wanted you guys to know that when that stuff happens, for me, that's like my honor to represent Jesus in that moment. And you guys, really facilitate that happening. So I totally appreciate it. And I just want you to hear me saying that in the midst of the greatest things with these kids and the worst things, to be there in Jesus' name is my honor. It is so much to me. And I appreciate you guys letting me do that. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
This is my second year going to Student Life, and that girl that had the emotional breakdown, she was in my room, and, like, her grandfather passed away. She didn't have anyone to, like, feel safe with. And when she went, like, I've known her since, like, about preschool. And when she did that, it shocked me because she never really cried in front of anybody. She's a real strong girl, and she's brave. She sucks it up. And when I saw her this week, I just, like, sat. She was, like, the one person that I sat back and watched all week. And she really grew close to Christ this week. Not this week, but at Student Life. And when she did that, it really amazed me because she's never really been close to God. And she got baptized, and that was, like, one of the biggest parts of my week.